Track 8. And now we come to Letters to the Editor, and there are three this week. Concern over Tynmouth surgery, writes Dorothy E. Dawson of Tynmouth. I'm writing to express my concern regarding the fate of Channel View surgery and its patients. The Channel View surgery was scheduled to relocate to the planned Health Hub, part of the Brunswick Street development, but this project has now been discontinued. The Channel View surgery is unable to predict where it will relocate, and as far as we patients know, it will have to close, leaving us without access to NHS services, which is done via a GP. In my eyes, Teignmouth District Council has caused the problem by discontinuing the Health Hub, and I would like to know what alternative provision the Council has made for premises for the Channel View surgery, or to give its patients access to medical attention.
The wrong type of car. The government is running a consultation on transport that will put people and their needs at its heart. The election manifesto noted, cars remain by far the most popular form of transport, so any approach must reflect drivers' needs for decent roads, parking and cost-effective travel. These needs are often forgotten. In a rush to meet unachievable eco-targets, the government threatens car makers with fines if they sell too many cars of the type that their customers prefer and don't push overpriced electric vehicles. It seeks to ban the sale of new conventional ICE engine cars from 2030. This policy is insane, as well as unpopular, and must be dropped. The online survey can be a bit laborious for most, but any other comments can be emailed to ints@dft.gov.uk, giving basic personal details.
Princetown Housing. Graham Barkley from Princetown writes, whilst I am not surprised WDBC and DNPA are still planning to submit a planning application for their housing development in Princetown, Tavistock Times article February the 6th, I take issue with the statement that the scheme is long awaited and that it has been stalled for many years. The council are trying to portray this development as inevitable before it has gone through the proper planning process. I don't believe anybody in the village has been waiting for this development, which is proposed on land that, by all planning metrics, is unsuitable for development and will make their lives worse. I am surprised they consider the location brownfield land. It is no more brownfield land than Foggintaw Quarry or the former South West Water building at Ruddlestone, where redevelopment was prevented. It was open moorland in living memory. The National Park Authority should be resisting the urbanisation of High Dartmoor, not promoting it.